think we are all ready. So I'm Hector Sandino. I'm a QA manager for the office interoperability team. Today I'm going to introduce you to our SharePoint 2013 protocols overview. Before that, I'm going to introduce myself. I've been in Microsoft for 11 years, a little bit more than that. Early in my career, I had a chance to work in many different products from the Office family. I had a chance to work in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Visio. At some point, I moved to the graphics space, and I had a chance to play with the cameras, scanners, and kind of work on the rendering part of Office. 5 years ago, I had a chance to move to the interoperability team. I've been there since then, and at that time, the team was just starting. So we had a chance to get the first open specifications published at that time. Then we moved to start looking at what we can do for our customers, and we started to work on our tools. And at some point, we started make also available the events that like the one that we have today. So through the time, we have been evolving, listening to our customers as well, trying to engage, trying to get an idea of what we are doing and how we can make it better. And the result of that is the event that we have this week. So one thing that I want to especially ask before I jump into the protocols overview is please give us feedback during this week. You probably will see some surveys that will be getting to your desk or your hands at some point. Your feedback will be appreciated. Let us know if we are missing something, if we can make something better. And with that, I'm going to jump into the topic. So today I'm going to be talking about the SharePoint protocols. And just opening the day, we will have more presentations, more in detail about each one of them. So I just want to give you a high-level picture of SharePoint, what the protocols we are talking about, some of the developer opportunities that are in the space. I have a short demo as well, and with that, I'm going to start. So as I mentioned to you, I'm going to talk about SharePoint protocols, and have a couple scenarios and a demonstration at the end. So what is SharePoint? So SharePoint is a collection of web tools that enable enterprise customers or people to collaborate and share documents, create new content, share lists, websites, and actually track even process development, like work that is happening in companies through workflows. We also have capabilities like tracking tasks, manage projects, share calendars, and even a social space. But what that means, what is SharePoint? So I just want to jump out of my slides for a second. And really quick, show to you two websites, actually. One is this one, the known aviation company. They make a few airplanes, actually, some airplanes. And what is interesting is that their website is actually built on top of SharePoint. So SharePoint is not only like enterprise space, and it's not only like a sharing collaboration. It's also actually the face of many companies outside. Many of the Fortune 500 companies actually are hosting their websites on top of SharePoint. So this one is one example of them. I have another one that the known brand of cars. And what is interesting is when you see these sites, you don't even think it's that's SharePoint being hosted behind, hosting this website, this really nice website. So with this, what I want to mention is SharePoint is highly customizable. You can do so many things with SharePoint. What we see SharePoint is actually a platform where you can actually do things on top of that. We have many business solutions that work around SharePoint. So with that, I'm going to back to my presentation and kind of continue on building the knowledge around SharePoint. I don't know if so many of you knew actually that SharePoint also is used for that purpose, but it's just good to share some nuggets there. So if we break SharePoint from the functionality space, we can see six big buckets. And I'm going just to talk in the high level, but basically the first space is the websites. And you just saw an example on the screen. So what I mean website is kind of the front end of maybe a company, a team, even a small group in the company, or maybe a project. And you just use these web capabilities to share the content, to expose it to other people, to give a chance to collaborate, or even like just present something and share it. From the social space, we have been growing SharePoint in this space for the last couple cycles, and we keep building new social capabilities. So today in the SharePoint 2013, we have opportunities to tag people, follow what they are doing. If somebody kind of adds new content to SharePoint, maybe creates a new file or a new version of something, and you are working with that person in a project, you can get a notification saying like, oh, this person changed the file. So you can know like, oh, he did a change. Maybe let's look what he did. I can maybe do something, maybe provide feedback. So it kind of enables you to look, get this information without searching for it. You can know what is going on. You can have actually wikis, blogs, and your own site as well. Or you can even search the company and look for these tags and try to find maybe the expert on something, maybe the expert on SharePoint. So we can do that today with SharePoint, and that's also a good value that is available today in our latest version. From the content space, SharePoint is also a repository. So within SharePoint, you can store many different types of content. So we have like, you can store like regular files, like maybe Word, Excel, PowerPoint, different types of flavors of them, like through the, like either binary, XML, maybe UOF, as Jinghui was mentioning in the previous presentation. And also you have the ability in the enterprise space to create your own like file contents and store them in SharePoint. There are actually companies that have done specialized solutions in this space where they connect devices, maybe like a scanner or something, and then they enable companies to just maybe scan some files, and they build the whole archive behind where they like recognize the text on the scanner and then figure out where it should be stored in SharePoint, and then it is there in SharePoint available for people to get access at any time later down the road. We also have the search. In 2013, what we did actually was kind of build together one search engine for SharePoint. We used to have more than one before, and we saw the opportunity in SharePoint 2013 to make it one, make it relevant. We added social relevance in your search. We actually added phonetic search as well. So if you misspell, like maybe I do it a couple times per day, like either like SharePoint will still be able to find those, the content that you are looking for. From the business insights, we actually also have built-in capabilities on SharePoint server. So we allow you to expose your Excel spreadsheets on the website. Like we can render those today natively in HTML. We have like Visio Web Services. We have Web Analytics. We have SQL Server integration, reporting services. So all of this is available to you. This is just the platform. You can create your own solution, maybe show your performance indicators for your group, your company, your project. You can also use what we call composites to even integrate and other things outside of SharePoint and make it part of your ecosystem. So we have business connectivity services. We enable SharePoint to actually get content from other databases outside of the Microsoft space as well. Like we also have a SharePoint Designer, Visual Studio, and we have the new like REST of Data APIs that also enable you to get access or update the content in SharePoint at any time in a very quicker way, like from the developer standpoint as well, like very simple. We just follow the standard and enable you to get there to the content really quick, easily, and kind of a simple solution from the dev standpoint. So I have this slide just to go in the high level of what is SharePoint. On the bottom right side, you can see some of the screenshots. I think I will show at least one in my demonstration. But it's just that's a new face of SharePoint, a little bit more modern than the old SharePoint 2010. And with that, we also build new capabilities as mobile devices are now the trend and people is getting access to content, not only from the desktop, but they also use mobile devices. So SharePoint 2013 comes already with that capability built in. So your sites can be rendered on the phone and maybe a tablet or maybe just the desktop as they have been done, we have done before. As I mentioned before, social is more relevant today. And it makes you more effective at work. It can be also the other way, but at the same time, we give the opportunity for people to share what they are doing, get them to know others, and connect the people within the companies. And maybe one thing that the last thing that I want to mention in this slide is the new application model. In SharePoint 2013, we have a new application model, and we have a very rich tool set that is available as well in that space. And what that does is enables you to create web parts, web content, and that can be used for companies to develop and like enable them to do anything related with their work. Maybe like creating an invoice, maybe creating a new record for something, maybe get access to certain piece of information from somewhere. So the new app model is a very interesting addition that we had for this year. And it opens a new door for opportunities. It basically, at some point, what it allows developer companies is to create new applications and expose them to the whole collection of SharePoint customers through the marketplace. So as I mentioned to you, like from the developer standpoint, you have different avenues to develop on top of SharePoint. So I just basically briefly mentioned about the new SharePoint and Office apps. So in 2013, we created a new marketplace. And with that marketplace, what it allows is a new business generated opportunity for companies to expose their software to the whole set of Office and SharePoint clients. Then we have the traditional server and client SDKs. These are the same type of SDKs that are available in previous versions that were refreshed for 2013. And with that, what you get is the ability to build solutions mostly in either on the server side or the client side to do things against SharePoint. And you also have the OData platform and the new REST APIs. In 2010, we started the work. In 2013, we did a big investment in that area. And today, you can do most of the things through the OData interface. And finally, you also have what is the SharePoint and Office protocols, which is kind of the talk that I'm going to continue. So I'm going to concentrate in the protocol space, but I want to show you a little bit bigger picture and then just going narrow to the protocol space. So with that, I'm going to move to my next slide. So I'm going to follow on SharePoint protocols. And before I drill into the SharePoint protocols, it's like sometimes people say, what is that? Many of you probably have heard this week protocols and what they mean or what we refer about, or what is this? So our protocols are basically the language that is speak by SharePoint and Office in this case. And it enables Office and SharePoint to talk to each other. And through these operations or language, you can do like open a file, maybe save it, retrieve a version, or do something against a file or probably a website in SharePoint. So when you start seeing the open specifications or protocols, like what we refer normally to them, you can go to MSDN today and you will find like hundreds of them. So you don't know where I should start. And we have a simple answer for that. So we have a type of document that lives in our SharePoint library called Overview. And in this case, we have two main overviews. One is for SharePoint called MS-SPO, or SharePoint and Product Technology Protocols Overview. And then we have the MS OC Proto document that basically represents the client, Office client's protocol overview. So these two documents actually are your roadmap. They kind of, they present you with, they connect the features in the products with the actual protocols that are used by these features to operate or execute. So I'm going to drill down a little bit more on this, and actually I'm going to give you a better sense of what I mean with this. But before that, I want to jump back really quick to the browser and just point you to our MS-SPO document. So this document lives in the MSDN library. So we see the library icon here, like button here. And if you drill down the hierarchy tree on the left side, there is a collection of document collection of documents called protocols. Actually, I think the high level is open specifications. So under the open specifications, there is a child node called protocols. And within the protocols, there is a node called SharePoint, products and technologies. And within this node, we have the overview documents, and the SPO document lives there. So you have two options today to get access to this document. One is through the website, you get the web view of the document, or in the top page, you also have a link that enables you to access a PDF version for your convenience if you are working offline. So I'm going to start drilling down in the overview of the protocols. This content is actually coming from the document that we have on the web. And so if at some point you have a doubt and you want to drill down more, you can just go to the web, get access to this document, either PDF or web version, and then find the area of the product where you want to be working on, or maybe the feature that you are trying to understand or develop. And then you will find the protocols that are used to enable that functionality. As you may know, but I want to just go over really quick, most of the SharePoint protocols are implemented on top of HTTP, and majority of them are either like SOAP web services or the new like REST APIs on OData. We have two big groups of protocols presented in this document. One is called core protocols, core platform protocols, and the other one is called extended capabilities. You can actually map them to our SharePoint Foundation and our SharePoint server today. So what is called SharePoint Foundation is what we call, contains all the core platform protocols. Well, the SharePoint server actually contains both groups of protocols. So that's a kind of an important distinction. Some people say, why you break these two in that way? And that's why basically we have two products called SharePoint. One is the foundation, one is the server that is built on top of the foundation. So what we call extended capabilities actually belong to the SharePoint server that has the full package and all the rich functionality that is available today. So if we go by and kind of drill down into the core protocols and the extended capabilities and connect them to where they sit in the server, so we can see the core platform protocols actually represent what is called in IaaS or central administration web application, and also the runtime web applications. So this functionality in the core platform protocols is mostly related with administration, site management, UI, site collections, lists, libraries, and content types. And what we have in the extended capabilities, it's living in IaaS as service application, web application, And here's where we see like Excel rendering, Visio web services, all the insights that I mentioned to you before, and also like ability to like store PowerPoint slides and other type of libraries that are available today. So if we see SharePoint as a storage, it's important to have this concept clear. It's very basic, but it enables you to actually understand better how SharePoint works behind of the scenes. So this is our container hierarchy. So everything starts in the site collection. That's the root of our storage. Within the site collection, you will have sites. Within the sites, you get lists and libraries. And within the lists and libraries, you get either folders, or you can get list items or documents actually stored at the top level. So this is the basic hierarchy. It's really important, especially when you are trying to work from the object model or creating an application. You will need to traverse the collection to get access to your file sometimes. So it's important to know where you go from to get to where you want to be. So that's what this slide is trying to show to you. On the right side, you also see the name of the protocols that are covering each one of these spaces. So I'm just going to leave that information there as I'm going to drill down in the next slides on those protocols. So first, I'm going to start with the core platform protocols. As I mentioned to you, they enable you to do site administration, list data, file operations, and other capabilities. So we have in the site administration, we have the admins and webs that are the high-level protocols that allow you to do all the site management in SharePoint. From list data, you have like the list, views, forms. You have different ways to access the rich content and all the files and data that is stored within SharePoint. So we have many protocols, and our overview presents what is the specific purpose of each one of them. In the file operations, you have the traditional web app, and in the 2010 and 13, we get the FSH HTTP, the file synchronization over HTTP protocol, that it will be presented later this week. But the interesting part is like these are the new ways to store, retrieve files, make updates. And I'm going to do a short demo in probably a minute or two where we can get a sense of what this means. And finally, I'm not going to drill down into the protocols as I want to give you a chance to see the demo. But the slides that will be shared with you have all the additional information. So I'm going to... actually go to my OneDrive that is basically SharePoint on the cloud. And I have a local connection of it. Like you can see it from the Explorer view. It's a regular path as you see on the top. When I'm going to open the same presentation that you are seeing today. But one of the things that you will notice is that PowerPoint already knows this is coming from the web. So if you see the location on the top part of the screen, it actually says OneDrive. And even that I open it from my local hard drive, it's connected behind the scenes with the OneDrive and actually performs synchronizations to the web seamlessly. One of the other things that you notice when you go here is that the save icon actually is different. And it has a little refresh logo on top of the disk. And what that means is like when you save, actually you are saving and retrieving changes from other people's updates. So you can have collaboration happening at the same time. So you can have more than one user, maybe two, three, four, and they are all changing at the same time. And when you save your changes, PowerPoint will tell you like, oh, there are more changes. We are just retrieving those for you. So you will see your content changing as the work group is making progress on the deck. I'm going to open the location of this file really quick. And this file, as I mentioned to you, is living on my OneDrive. So what you are seeing right now on the screen is actually our PowerPoint online. I'm going to do an edit on the file. While the file loads, I'm going to open a second instance of the same file on the browser. So I'm going to ask for edits on both places. So we already have the deck here, still downloading. You can see the blank slides on the left side. But if you see on the top left, top right part of the screen, one of the first things that the file synchronization protocol actually allows you to do is that you know who is working on this file. In this case, I have myself in two other places. As you remember, I have the slide deck open in the desktop application, and I have two instances of the web view of this document. So there are actually, I'm three times editing this file for the demo purposes. So that's the first thing. The second one is like you get a chance to know where the other people is actually working on. So I'm going to jump to, let's say, slide 4 here. Something happened with slide 4. Oh. Okay, I'm going to make a little change on, I'm going to remove the work, the whole title. Something happened here. Oh, I know. So I'm going to remove the overview word. So I made a change to the deck. Something is not right with the. Oh, there you go. So now you can see the change. I obviously, it's not the right change, but what you can see is like people is working in one side. They will get the refresh as they go, especially on the web view. They get these changes happening as they go. In the case of PowerPoint, the PowerPoint team decided to log this at the level of the slide. So you work on that slide, and you have the full power at that time. And once you commit the changes, basically save it or move to a different slide in the web view, then the other people will get the updates and get refreshed at that time. I'm going back to the presentation, just to close really quick. So in the deck, there are two scenarios. You will get them as well. They are very simple, but they help you to connect the protocols to the features. In this case, we have the basically check-in, check-out operation that happens through the list protocol. And it's basically a simple web request back and forth from client and server, trying to commit an operation and get through our workflow and get something happening successfully. So just a few thoughts to close the presentation. Today we have many options available to develop on top of SharePoint, and protocols is just one of these avenues. As you saw in my previous slides, there are many other options, and we keep growing this space as we see SharePoint as a platform. And if you are developing on top of the protocols, let us know, and we will be happy to work with you, enable you to do your development, and make you successful. So there are a few resources at the end of the presentation. We have some videos from previous recordings. Some presentations are not available this week, but we have them available at the web as well in Channel 9. And with that, I'm closing the presentation. I don't know if there are any questions for today.